Today's guest is author Barbara Gilbert. Barbara Gilbert is an Army brat who was born in Fort Jackson, South Carolina. After graduating high school in 1985, she entered the United States Air Force, serving 7 years before being medically retired. While running a family computer business, Barbara completed her bachelor's degree in business management and computer information systems and was later offered a teaching position at a charter high school. There, she taught English, computer apps, computer repair, consumer math, physics, and earth science. In the public school system, Barbara taught computer courses, web design, and principle of business. Moving back to her spiritual home in Montana, she again taught earth science and computer applications until a second medical disability ended her teaching career. Barbara's hobbies in photography, painting, ham radio, scuba diving, and a host of other interests keeps her busy on good days, and she manages to get by on the bad ones. Writing got started with a NaNoWriMo challenge to her sons. Barbara, what made you want to live a creative life?
I have always been kind of creative, building things and such. And so it was just another step in being creative, taking the things and stories in my head and kind of putting them out on paper and finally actually publishing them.
Do you plan your projects in detail or go with the flow? And why did you make that your process?
Most of my planning is pretty much done in my head. I might take a few notes, but I'm a full-fledged pantser. As I start writing with those ideas, they kind of take on a life of their own, and the book progresses from there.
At the moment, do you have another job, and what are the pluses and minuses about that?
No, unfortunately, I do not have another job. I am a disabled veteran, so I really can't hold down a full-time job. So I guess you could say the advantage is I have more time on my hands, but that is also a disadvantage because I really would love to go out and do something on a consistent basis. But I can't, and so I just kind of dabble with my writing.
What is something no one else knows about you that you wish other people knew and appreciated?
I would say my loyalty. I tend to be really focused on being loyal to people that I know are, not necessarily good to you, but, people that you can depend on. They can depend on me.
What are your favorite inspiration prompts, productivity tools, or creative routines?
I got to liking Scrivener a lot. It helps me, even though I don't plan, it does help me put my characters down and their characteristics. And if something comes to mind that isn't quite in line with where I'm at now, I can kind of put it in and then swap it around later. And then I also use ProWriting Aid, which I really like because it helps me tighten up my writing. I'm not necessarily the best writer right up front. Sometimes a lot of us aren't, but, so it helps to have something to help bring our writing, in tighter. And then as far as creativity, I'm going to say it isn't so much a tool, but it is, and that's being able to beta read or read other stories in your genre because it helps you kind of pay attention to how they're writing, and that kind of helps give you an idea of how to put your book together in a means that will entice readers to read it.
What is the latest tool or resource you've discovered?
It's been a while. So my latest tool and resource, I would say, is BookBrush. I really like that. It allows me to develop my own little ads and use those in Facebook and other locations. I've even used it to create a new website. I haven't finished it yet, but it allowed me to create my banner for my website. So that's one of my favorite new tools.
What project or message do you want to tell listeners about today?
In this time of a pandemic, sometimes it helps to be able to escape to another world. And by picking up a book and reading a story, a fantasy, a science fiction, whatever the genre is, it helps you to kind of temporarily leave behind all the stresses and worries about the current reality we're in. So as my saying goes, reading a book is a way to escape to another world.
I think that's a pretty fine message these days. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Pants On or Off, all about creators and the creative process. If you'd like to suggest a guest for a future show, please drop by ellenwynnbooks.com/guests. Now, go out there and make something fantastic.